Well, it's not quite 11:30 yet, so as soon as the clock ticks over. This is ridiculous. It's 11:30. Good morning, everybody. This is the special meeting of the Personnel, Finance and Personnel and Finance Committee meeting of CROG. January 10th, and I'm calling this meeting to order. The first item of business is approval of our February 22nd minutes. My goodness, we haven't met in a while.
So moved.
Who was that? Was that Raul?
Lori Spielman.
Oh, Lori Spielman. Okay. Is there a second to the motion to accept the minute?
Second, Cantor.
Thank you. Any comments or corrections? All those in favor of approval of the minutes as presented, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, minutes are approved. Next item is acceptance of the audit, and there are four parts to this audit. Financial statements. I just lost my screen, so I can't tell you what the rest is. Federal single audit, state single audit, and governance communication. Pauline, you have somebody here from the auditors and to make the presentation.
Correct. Nicoletta McTeague and Jessica Aniskoff are here to make the presentation from our auditors, CLA. So I'm going to share my screen now and turn it over to Nicoletta.
Good morning. Thank you, Pauline. And if everybody can hear me okay?
Yes.
I believe so.
Okay. Thank you. And good morning. So we are here today to present the audit results for June fiscal year and June 30th, 2023. The presentation we have prepared is short and to the point, concise. So if there is anything that I don't cover in the presentation, please let me know or ask questions either during the presentation or in the end. Pauline, can you move it over to the first slide, the summary. Some legal language in there. So in the presentation, I'll go over the terms of the engagement, an executive summary of the audit results for financial statement and single audits. There are some financial highlights included in the presentation, and there more detail on the federal and state single audit results. Governance communication will be covered in this presentation also, and some of the upcoming GASB pronouncements for the next couple fiscal years. As far as the terms of engagements go, we were engaged to provide an opinion on whether the basic financial statements are presented in accordance with GAAP. Also, we were engaged to express an opinion related to the schedule of expenditures of federal awards, the schedule of expenditures of state financial assistance. And this opinion is expressed in relation to the opinion on the basic financial statements. Also, we were engaged to express an opinion on compliance related to major federal and state award programs, and to provide a report on internal control over financial reporting and compliance with laws, regulation, contracts, and grants, and to provide a report on internal controls over compliance related to major federal and state award programs. As a result of our audit, the next slide has a summary of all the results. So as you can see here, it's very concise and summarized. So that means everything is clean. As far as financial statements go, we express an unmodified opinion on the financial statements, which is the highest form of opinion an auditee can get. Included in the report, there is an emphasis of matter paragraph to alert the reader that GASB 96 subscription-based information technology arrangements was implemented for the current year, which added an subscription asset, subscription liability in the government-wide financial statements. And there were no findings related to the internal controls over financial reporting or compliance with laws and regulations. So all reporting related to financial statements is clean. Similarly, federal and state single audits had clean opinions on or unmodified opinions on the compliance over requirements for federal single audit. And also there were no findings reported related to internal controls over compliance requirements. In the next couple slides, there are some financial highlights. In this slide is a summary comparatively current year versus prior year for government-wide financial statements. So all funds of CRUG, with exception of the trust funds and custodial fund, are not included here. So general fund, special revenue fund, capital project fund are summarized on an accrual basis. And as you can see from this slide, the very last row gives the total net position. CRUG ended the year at a net position of $5.2 million versus $5 million prior year. So it was an increase of about $185,000 from prior year. I'd say that was very consistent year over year. In the next slide, there is a summary of governmental funds. So each column in this slide represents a major fund, starting with the general fund, and all the funds that don't are not significant enough number wise are included in the non-major governmental funds. The very last column of this slide shows the revenues, expenditures, and changes in net position in fund balance. Fund balance at the beginning of the year for all governmental funds was about $5.2 million. And the year ended with $5.4 million with an increase in fund balance of $220,000. Included in that $5.4 million is a fund balance of $2.2 million in the general fund. And in the next slide, there is a more detail related to what makes up that number. $2.1 million of that almost $2.3 million was unassigned fund balance, which is a portion of fund balance available for spending at CRUG's discretion. And $141,000 of that was non-spendable for prepaid assets. Fiduciary funds, there are two funds included in this section, pension trust fund and custodial fund. As you can see from the slide, pension trust fund was increased by $420,000 with a net position ending at $2.6 million, and custodial funds increased slightly by $90,000 to be $275,000. And the custodial fund is the regional waste management fund. Regarding the single audits, in the next slide, there's a summary of federal single audit. Total federal award expended for the year were about $4.8 million. And we tested one major program, which was the highway planning and construction. So the opinion and the report on this federal single audit is related to the major program we tested. So we expressed an unmodified opinion on the major program compliance, and also the report on internal control over compliance was a clean report, so there were no findings. Next slide is a summary of the state single audit. CRUG spent $1.6 million related to state awards, and we tested regional performance incentive grant as part of the state single audit. The opinion that we expressed on the compliance for this program was unmodified or clean opinion, and we did not report any internal controls findings over compliance requirements. The next slide is related to required governance communication. We communicate to you twice, once at the beginning formally once at the beginning of the year when we planned the audit, and this presentation now and the report we issued satisfied the requirement for a final governance communication. Included in that governance communication report, there is a paragraph talking about GASB 96 subscription-based information technology arrangements that explains further that the right to use subscription assets and subscription liabilities were added in the book. So it's kind of mirrors the paragraph that is in the opinion that I mentioned.
Ms. McTeague, can I interrupt in a moment? What are subscription assets? What does this talk about?
There are any information technology contracts that you could have for using software, or sometimes could be software and hardware combined. But most of the time it's software.
Okay, so these aren't magazine subscriptions. This is something totally different.
Correct. It has to do only with information technology arrangements and contracts. Pauline, were you trying to add something?
I was just thinking that so we have a couple of subscriptions, major subscriptions too. So like our e-procurement platform, Bonfire, is the major one that goes in here. It's $14,000 a year. But because the agreement is a multi-year agreement, we have it falls under this sort of right to use category. I think so that's where that comes from.
And so it can be counted both as an asset and a liability?
Correct.
Take it up with GASB.
Yeah, I understand. Double entry counting has never been obvious to me.
Included in the communication, there's a section about significant estimates that are used in the financial statement. And the only significant estimate there is the depreciation expense, which is based on useful life of capital assets. So basically, if different life was chosen for those capital assets, that number could be slightly higher or lower based on if the lives were shorter or longer.
All right, I'm going to interrupt again. Krog rents its office space, so that can't be a capital asset. What capital asset does Krog have?
So the building actually is a right to use assets. It's a leased asset, and there are some other furniture and equipment type capital assets. So the subscription assets and the leased assets, they are amortized, and the regular capital assets, they are depreciated.
Thank you.
Yeah, so and the useful life of the assets for the lease asset subscription is based on the length of the contract, not on the length of the asset, because the building could be 40-year-old building, but you are going to amortize over the life of the lease agreement or subscription agreement. And the building, actually the majority of the liability for the June 30th, 2023 is not very significant for this year, because there is a new lease coming in January 1, which probably already started, and that will increase the lease liability and the lease asset for next year. So I'll go through the next bullet points. We did not have any disagreements with management. To our knowledge, management did not consult with other accountants, so basically opinion shopping. We did not have any difficulties to perform the audit. Actually, this is the earliest that we ever issued the audit. So kudos to Pauline and her team. There were no uncorrected misstatements to be reported, and we did not have any independence issues. And Tracy, I'm sorry, I didn't mention your name, but yes, Tracy was a big, I don't know if Tracy, I can see people that are there. So I don't know if Tracy is there. There, as always, GASB is very busy. Every year we have something new to implement. For 2024, Statement 99 is an omnibus statement. There are various clarifications, which is not going to be a heavy lift or any big changes. Statement 100 is accounting changes and error corrections. So in case there are any error corrections or accounting changes, the statement 100 goes over how to be presented. So again, not a heavy lift. For 2025, statement 101 compensated absences is going to be applicable. And that statement clarifies what should be included as compensated absences. So what GASB does every so often, they revisit older statements to make sure that they are clear, and then there are no nuances that people start using that shouldn't be used. So it's more to clarify what compensated absences is, because currently there are compensated absences in the book. Let's just make sure that they are appropriately included or excluded if needed. So this is basically the prepared presentation that we had related to the audit. If there are any further questions, we are here to answer them.
Do committee members have questions? Really? Not a single one?
If I may just say one thing, that all the kudos for finishing early goes to Tracy and her team. No credit comes to me, for the record.
Well, thank you. It always, when you see a report like this, it always speaks well to the staff, not just in compliance with the auditors, but in setting up systems that work and managing them. So thank you very much. We need a motion to recommend the results of the audit to the executive committee.
No, I believe it's just acceptance of the audit itself by the person.
Acceptance of the audit. All right, is there a motion to accept the audit?
I make a motion that we accept the audit.
Thank you, Lori. Is there a second?
Second, Cantor.
Thank you, Sherry. Any questions about whether or not we should accept the audit or the audit itself? Hearing none, all those in favor of accepting the audit, please say aye.
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 Okay. I think that's there are three of us. So the audit's been accepted. Do we have any other business to come before this committee? All right, short and sweet. Then a motion to adjourn is in order.
So move.
So moved by Raul. Seconded? Second?
I'll second, Lori Spielman.
Thank you, Lori. All those in favor of adjourning, please say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Have a lovely day, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye.